This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of the Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, attentiontalkradio.com, attentiontalkvideo.com, and attentiontalknews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. We've got a great show for you tonight, Finding It Difficult to Pause Because of Menopause. This is really kind of part of a three-part series that we've done with Zoe that's covering kind of the life cycle of females out there who have ADHD, both puberty, the regular cycle, and today through the menopause process. Tonight is Wednesday, December the 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the year 2013. A quick announcement before we get into the meat of the show. Lynn University is hoping their annual Transitions Conference January the 31st of the new year, that's in 2014, that will be held in Boca Raton, Florida. It's a one-day conference, and it's actually a pretty exciting event. If you're not familiar with it, go to Lynn University, that's L-Y-N-N, actually make that Lynn, .edu. /transitions. You can go there and you can learn more about the conference. I'm excited about it. I'll be actually presenting at the conference as well as many other regular guests of Attention Talk Radio. That would include Dr. Patricia Quinn, Dr. David Nowell, Rob Tudisco, and Dr. Russell Barkley is actually going to be the keynote for the event. So again, if you're in the area or if you just want to get some really good information on ADHD, et cetera, join us for the Transitions Conference. Again, Lynn, L-Y-N-N .edu /transitions. Let's see. I don't think we have any other announcements. Again, this is a part of a three-part series that we did with Zoe Kessler. We actually pre-recorded this, all of them at the same time, so there will be some continuity among those. We wouldn't be redundantly talking about different things that can happen from time to time. So all these actually were recorded some time ago. So without further ado, let's roll the tape. We hope you enjoy the show. Zoe Kessler is an award-winning author of the newly released ADHD According to Zoe, The Real Deal on Relationships, Finding Your Focus, and Finding Your Keys, printed by New Harbinger Publications in 2013. She's also a journalist, a speaker, and a noted authority on women and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. She's worked on a wide variety of organizations, and her presentations are described as exhilarating, motivating, and entertaining. She's a top blogger at psychcentral.com. Her blog, ADHD From A to Zoe, has garnered loyal readership around the globe. She's a frequent contributor to Attitude Magazine, and has created radio documentaries, video, and stand-up comedy about women living with ADHD. She writes a guest blog and has been interviewed on international radio and has been featured in magazine articles, documentaries, and books on the topic of women and ADHD. To learn more about Zoe, go to www.zoekessler.com, and that's spelled Z-O-E-K-E-S-S-L-E-R.com. With that, Zoe, welcome to the show.
Hey, so good to be back, Jeff. Thanks.
Yeah, you're a regular. Pretty soon you'll be a frequent flyer on Attention Talk Radio. We got our favorite guests that do some stuff, and you're definitely one of them. And our topic tonight, it's part of a three-part series we've been doing, so we've been tracking just basically hormonal changes in women through the life cycle. We had puberty, we had just the regular menstruation, and this one is Finding It Difficult to Pause Because of Menopause. And, you know, I'm a guy. I'm clueless to all this stuff. I don't even know what it's like to be a woman. But menopause is from what everything I've known, is it's a huge time of life. And we had done a show a long time ago with Linda Rogley, and she said something that was just caught me just flat-footed in the interview. there's ADD, AGE, and then there's menopause. And then I started to realize, she articulated, you know, as you get older, your memory starts to slip a little bit, you have a harder time, and a lot of people have described that experience in menopause. And so, Zoe, I just, to begin, could you just talk us about your experience and then maybe ADHD's impact? Because I think that this is an important time of life, and from all I gather, ADHD definitely has an impact on this.
I think so. I really do think so. And I want to outline or at least underscore that the research about women and ADHD is really just starting to come along. And, of course, we can thank Dr. Patricia Quinn and many others, I guess, for this too. And I just think that the lay of the land will be so much better 5 years from now. But as it sits, I'm really happy that Pat wrote the foreword to my book because she's done so much work on women and ADHD. But still, we don't have the research, but we certainly do have the women who can speak to this experience. I'm one of them. I wasn't diagnosed with ADHD until I was 47, but around age 32, I started to feel really weird, really odd, which is an odd thing for someone who's always felt odd to say. So I don't know, what are we calling it, meta weird? It was. It was just something was off kilter. It was like, wow, I mean, I was kind of different before, but now I just, something is really out of whack here. Uh-huh. And I noticed, sure enough, that my memory was getting worse, which was frightening. It was really, really scary. And that's when I started to learn about perimenopause, which is what happens when women's hormones start to shift. I was having trouble with word retrieval. And this is embarrassing. I mean, a lot of us do forget names, but I was forgetting, you know, other words. It was scary. It was embarrassing. And I can tell you, Jeff, as a writer, oh, my God.
Oh, my God,
you
yeah.
Know, you really do need words, right?
Yep.
And the right words, even more so. So that really freaked me out. Another woman around the same age spoke to her experience, and the same thing happened. She suggested an herb, and I tried it, and it helped for a little while. And there were other things. I was sort of feeling a little foggier than usual, and it was different than the ADHD sense of, you know, being overwhelmed and having so many thoughts in your head and being a little disoriented sometimes by being overly stimulated in certain situations. This was different, and I think that the women who have a lot of the inattentiveness may be able to relate to this better. I don't have that. I'm actually quite hyperactive, but I was getting kind of foggy, not being able to think through things very well, and just felt sort of in a dreamy wonderland. Now, this happens naturally in women with perimenopause, a lot of us, and if you're a woman with inattentive type ADHD, wow, now I have to do the imagination thing. Like, I just think that must be really quite something to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard a little bit about this, because perimenopause is the word retrieval slips, memory starts to slip a little bit, and then sometimes you actually, it's harder to pay attention through the perimenopause change. That's my understanding. Is that accurate?
I believe so. And in fact, Jeff, I think we could summarize it all by saying that this is one of the things that those of us who work in the field of women and ADHD will say. When you go to your diagnostician to get your ADHD diagnosis, whether that's your family doctor, clinic, or what have you, one of the things you need to make darn sure that clinician is aware of are all of the kinds of things that can mimic ADHD symptoms, everything from physical stuff like the thyroid difficulties to maybe depression or bipolar. And this is one of them. For women, menopause and perimenopause, because of the kind of symptoms you and I just talked about, Jeff, it can look like ADHD. So you're mm-hmm. going, your physician or somebody who knows what the heck they're talking about is going to say, all right. And in fact, I interviewed Dr. Lily Heckman, who's a wonderful researcher who did a long-term study on ADHD, and I think it was women in ADHD from McGill University in Montreal. This is in Canada, in Quebec. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's wonderful. She knows her stuff. And she was the one who pointed out that the doctor should be savvy enough to say to you, did these things just start happening? Have you been experiencing this? You know, as I was 32, it started happening. But some of the other symptoms, if you have ADHD, go right back, for me anyway, to childhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's incredibly important for women who think they have ADHD to ask themselves, were some of the things that I'm feeling now in my life, were they present sort of in a different way prior to this? So it gets all very confusing. But menopause and ADHD, not the same thing. Menopause plus ADHD, holy smokes, not the same thing as being a man with ADHD. So we want to talk about different coping mechanisms. We want to talk about what has been the impact on your life as a woman with ADHD, and then you come into your post menstrual years. And for me, Jeff, one of the most heartbreaking things and being diagnosed late in life was that I had to look back with the lens of ADHD over my whole life. And, of course, everything made much better sense. But the things that I got robbed of, my ADHD really affected my ability to have good relationships, you know, with men. And I don't have children. And here I am all of a sudden in menopause. Shortly after I was diagnosed with ADHD, along came menopause, which, I mean, is great because I don't have to keep track of, you know, ironically, I probably could keep track of my periods now.
Yep. One less thing to worry about.
If I had them.
Yep.
But I don't. So, you know, oh well, too late for that. But I would have loved to have had children. And so now... ADHD sort of, as far as I'm concerned, destroyed my ability to have good relationships or stay in one job and to even be able to afford to be in a stable, you know, relationship and do the normal milestones that others do. And now it's not even an option. I mean, okay, I could adopt, whatever. But so I went through a good deal of grieving, I have to tell you, Jeff. And, you know... The whole menopause thing has been a pretty heavy-duty experience for me from that regard. And I know women who don't get diagnosed typically as girls are starting to get diagnosed now. I have spoken and interviewed women who are 80, who are 60, who are 70, and so has every other clinician and psychiatrist working in the field of ADHD. And those women are going to be struggling with some stuff that the men really won't be.
Yep,
anyway,
yep.
Let's get a word
well,
in edgewise here.
what's just interesting to me is the two things that I really kind of want to draw out. If you're a female, you know, for all I know, you could get an ADHD diagnosis and not really have ADHD just because you're going through menopause, and it could mimic some of this stuff, and which is a you know, it's really important to kind of work with your doctor. But the other thing, too, is I know that there's a lot I've coached that come to me. They say they don't have ADD. They haven't had the diagnosis. I call them high-functioning ADDers because they have ADD, they're functional level, that they really don't need the diagnosis and whatever. But it seems to me that if you're a female and you've been going through life and maybe you've gotten through life doing, you know, fine with ADD, I mean, you have your struggles and stuff, but then you throw menopause on top of it, and it's not ADD, but it exacerbates it. So now all of a sudden you're getting that diagnosis, and I got to believe that it's got to be a very emotional time for a number of reasons. One, to be pushed over and have that diagnosis later in life, in your late 40s or early 50s, is one. But the two is like, wait a second, I was robbed all these years, because had I been diagnosed and been able to been treated, how much better would my life have been just knowing what I'm finding out right now? And it just seems to me, just I gotta believe, to me it's just a firestorm of emotion in this particular period if you're getting the diagnosis later in life. Based off your experience, does that make sense? Is that, have you heard other women share similar emotions around it?
Jeff, here's the litmus test. You just brought tears to my eyes, so I'm thinking you're probably making a lot of sense to me right now. And yes, I've spoken with other women who have felt similar things, and I think that I write a blog for PsychCentral.com as well.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote an experience of buying my first house. Now, there are milestones that people without ADHD meet, and I know that a lot of people with ADHD meet them as well, but I have to think that if they're going to a coach or if they're trying to alter their treatment so that they're higher functioning or more successful in different areas of their lives, their ADHD also has caused them some problems. I mean, that's the diagnosis. It's got to be debilitating in some areas of your life or something. So for me, here I am. I have menopause. I am just starting to get my career on track. I mean, you know, that intro up at the top of this show, you know, holy mackerel. I am at an age, Jeff, where people are thinking about their retirement, and I am just starting to launch my career. I mean, that is both exciting and scary at the same time. You know, the questions that come to my mind are, am I ever going to catch up? You know, where are my retirement savings? A lot of people have trouble financially with ADHD. Well, I mean, you know, most of the statistics about us, I've lived them. This is a reality. Yep. So not only is it too late to have kids, I don't know if, I mean, you know, maybe ADHD, according to Zoe, will be a bestseller. Hurrah! You know, there's my retirement. But, you know, realistically, of course it'll be a bestseller, but nobody lives on their books, right? So that's another thing. So, yeah, when you're diagnosed late in life, there's a lot of stuff that you need to look back, put into perspective, and the best thing you can do for yourself, I truly believe, is not, no, you don't dwell on the losses, but you do. And I can't emphasize this enough, Jeff. You do have to acknowledge them, because I think you need the courage to go there. You need the courage to go to that place where you feel ripped off, where you feel your life coulda, shoulda, woulda been better if you had the diagnosis early. You need to let yourself feel that pain in order to transcend it. If you just say, no, I live in the now. I mean, everybody with ADHD lives in the now, right? That's part of the problem. It's just not the right now. Right now, I'm playing air guitar, but I'm supposed to be doing something else. But anyway, you know, you need to let yourself recognize, acknowledge, and grieve the losses that the double whammy of ADHD, menopause, well, triple whammy, and late diagnosis have caused, and then start building from there. I have so much time to live. We all do. But I'm a certain age. I don't know. I've had friends die of cancer, you know, breast cancer when they were 50. I'm beyond that. So whatever time I have now, Jeff, I'm going to manage my ADHD as well as I can, and I'm going to savor every success I have in my friendships, my relationships, my work, and that's the best that I can do. And darn it, I am going to speak out and I am going to talk to people about this so that, you know, those letters I get from 21-year-olds who just read my book, they're 21. Praise God, right? Yep. So they can start to, you know.
Yep, absolutely.
Anyway, yeah, menopause and ADHD.
It's a wicked topic. We need to run to a break real quick. Everybody out there, Zoe's book, ADHD According to Zoe, The Real Deal on Relationships, Finding Your Focus and Finding Your Keys. Search for it on Google or go to Amazon.com and you can pick it up there. And if you want to learn more about Zoe in more detail, go to her website at ZoeKessler.com. That's ZoeKessler.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Breaking news. Chad introduces the new digital edition of Attention Magazine, starting with the August issue and continuing with each bi-monthly issue. The digital edition is available for easy reading on www.chad.org. Through collaborative leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support, Chad and Attention Magazine work to provide science-based information about ADHD to parents, educators, and professionals who treat the disorder, the media, and the general public. When you advertise in Attention Magazine, your advertisement that includes a website address will automatically have a link to your website. There is no additional fee for your digital edition advertisement. It's free.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an EDGE Foundation coach specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having a great conversation here with our guest in our virtual studio, Zoe Kessler, and our topic is basically ADHD and menopause. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the complexities and some of the nature of having menopause with ADD, getting diagnosed possibly later in life, some of the emotion on it. I'm going to kind of transition here now a little bit, and I thought this was fascinating, Zoe. In getting ready for this show, you know, we had talked about this a little bit, and one of the things that just caught me off guard that I don't know if this is for everybody, but naturally born cougar.
I knew we were going there, Jeff.
I'm on the edge of my seat. So we're in the context of ADHD and menopause, and the notion of a naturally born cougar comes up. Can you explain your experience and what do you mean by that?
Absolutely. I mean, you know what? You could have interviewed Tom Hartman for this because it's his fault, partly. You know, I mean, that whole theory about people with ADHD being really the hunter type.
Uh-huh.
Well, as a woman with ADHD, who's an older woman, I mean, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, like, we're the first natural-born cougars. And what I mean by that is, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I have the hyperactivity part, and people with ADHD have a lot of passions, have a lot of excitement for life, and we're interested in, you know, a million things. And you know what? Jeff, I call it the ADHD fountain of youth. And, yeah, of course, nothing about ADHD is across the board. But I can tell you that for some reason, people always, I mean, they think I look 10 or 15 years younger, which is great. All women want to be that way. But when you think about it, with ADHD, your social skills, your delayed emotional development, all those things, especially if you've been diagnosed late in life, you are more youthful, you know? I mean, I am so passionate and excited about life that I think that does keep me young. It's the ADHD fountain of youth. And as a woman in this time of my life, in menopause, honestly, I'm going to just say it, okay? I look around at guys my age and I go, what? I don't know, man. Like, can you keep up with me? I don't know.
You're old.
I live in a rural area, right? And
uh-huh.
It's a small town, so the pickings are pretty slim. But then there's another problem, and that is that as a woman with ADHD, I'm sick and tired of being judged. I'm sick and tired of my undiagnosed ADHD experiences. So here I am. Some people think the word cougar for a woman who's a certain age and dates younger men or has relationships with younger men, some people think that's awful and they judge it. Well, you know, I've spent most of my adult life trying not to be judged negatively, and now here I am caught between a rock and a hard place. First of all, there aren't a lot of great men left at my age, and secondly, the younger men, they want to settle down and have kids. It's like, well, you know, unless there's some divine intervention, that's not happening with me, pal. Right?
Uh-huh.
So it's tricky. It's tricky. And I know a lot of women with ADHD, they're married, they have good relationships, but those of us for whom that was an issue, the relationship thing, that's not where we're at. I have more energy. I'm more engaged with life. And, you know, some women actually can get sort of, I don't know, how can I say, they sort of envy you or they treat you, I mean, I don't know, I'm different, I guess.
Well, what strikes me on everybody, you referenced Tom Hartman at the beginning of this conversation. For those who aren't familiar with Tom, he's got this whole hunter-farmer thing, and I love it. He says, you know, back, you know, hundreds of years ago, ADHD was great traits to have, because if you were a hunter and you needed to, you know, dragged down a wildebeest or something like that. You were impulsive and you were distracted. You could follow that stuff. But now we live in a society full of planters, planters or farmers. And so you plant and you sit there and you wait. So it's really planting. So it's the nature of it is basically 80 years are like, you know, we were great hunters and farmers back in the old days, but we're in the wrong time right now. And I think this story really kind of brings it out is that, you know, there's still that excitement, that element, that energy level that hasn't caught a cut with the age. And it's like you look around and say, wait a second, the men my age, they're not as youthful, they're not running around, they're not as exciting. And so there's that draw. In this particular situation, in the context of dating men, I think this can manifest in other ways. I've seen talked to people with ADHD, all of a sudden got interested in skydiving at 55 for some of those thrills. And I just think that what you describe makes some sense, but it's also symbolic of the nature of ADHD. And to a certain extent, you're kind of coming into your, you know, your prime. You've got more energy and you can run with more youthful people. So I just think that's fascinating. And again,
yeah,
kind of
thanks. Yeah, actually, that's... It's true, but I don't want to give the impression that, you know, women with ADHD are all cougars and all out there looking for that next adrenaline fix, because that would be kind of sad in a way, because honestly, it can be fun, but it doesn't really work in the long run, at least not for me. But there's another side of it that I want to talk about, Jeff, and I want to address the part where, okay, yes, I'm in menopause, but you know what, darn it, I'm just starting to learn some relationship skills. I'm starting to catch up from the pre-diagnosis years, and now I have a better ability to self-observe. I'm learning the relationship skills, and now, oh, well, there just aren't that many choices out there for partners now that I feel more able to manage a relationship. So that in itself, I think, is a little bit sad, but, you know, let's not dwell on the negatives. There's always huge opportunities. My career is taking off. You just never know. So whatever, I'll leave that where it is and just say, you know, you just trust in faith. And because of the ADHD diagnosis and treatment, it doesn't matter how old you are. You have unlocked that potential you always held. And so I've got to think that life will only get better and that you can finally have the opportunity to do what you're put here to do on this earth, right? So, but as a woman at this age, I also look at it as, you know, at a time in life, there's this thing about women, and I don't know if guys are aware of this, but we all know that, I mean, we do. This is a girl thing, okay? I'm going to let you in on a little secret, okay? A little chick secret. This is just for you because you're such a good guy.
You're going to give me a clue to the club?
Yep.
All right.
Yep, I know. Just temporary. This is a temporary pass, man, okay? You're out. You're out as soon as I tell you this. You're out. Okay, so enjoy. The thing is, when a woman reaches 65, when she becomes a crone, which some people say is after you haven't had a period for a year, it's an honorary title. Because as we get older, guess what, Jeff? We don't give a damn what you think, right? We can speak for the first time in our lives honestly about our experiences and our lives and what we think, you know, because what the heck have we got to lose? And we feel more confident and more settled in ourselves. However, I'm a woman with ADHD. I just got diagnosed. I just learned, Jeff, how to keep my mouth shut, right? Like, I just learned how not to say outlandish, inappropriate, you know, hurtful things. I'm managing my ADHD. I understand all that stuff. And I'm looking at my peers and I'm going, what the heck? I got robbed. I'm supposed to be freer to speak my mind. So I have to say, this is a little transition phase I went through, okay? There's a happy ending to the story. By the way, you're welcome for that little secret.
Take it to the bank already.
Yeah. All right. So here's the deal. When I was first diagnosed, yes, I had to learn to manage my ADHD symptoms. Now I'm a woman in menopause. I've got my symptoms. I've got my symptoms under control, and I've gotten over that decades-long anxiety, and it literally was bordering on clinical anxiety about impulsive blurting, all that stuff we've spoken about before. So I finally arrived at the promised land where, well, you know what? Honey, read my book. I really didn't hold back in ADHD, according to Zoe, and that is the kind of feedback I'm getting from other women, from the media, from everybody who's reading the book and saying, wow, this is a really intimate and honest depiction of women with ADHD. And you know what? I'm 54 years old. I feel perfectly okay. I was scared, but because I am at this time of life, and I knew what I was saying was honest, if not raw, I think it's important, and I'm building up my confidence to do that. And other women with ADHD who are at this time in their life, trust me, you will get to that place where you trust that the ADHD won't drive you to blurt things out as you did in public school and some of your life, and you will be able to get to that place where other women of this age can get.
Absolutely, absolutely. We need to run to another commercial break. For our listeners out there, Zoe's book, ADHD According to Zoe, The Real Deal on Relationships, Finding Your Focus and Finding Your Keys. Also, to learn more about Zoe, go to her website, zoekessler.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
You can't go off to school with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to ADDCA.com and click on Find a Coach.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention at attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We got Zoe Kessler, and we're having a spirited conversation about ADHD and menopause. And Zoe, I'd like to... We've done a couple shows about women at puberty, the menstrual cycle, and now menopause. This particular show, I guess I'd like to make a couple comments about this because we've been talking about this from the female's perspective. And I did a show back in June with a gentleman who was married to and lived with an ADHD woman. And it was kind of cool because I brought him on the show because it's the first person I talked to, like, practically, hey, guys out there, if your wife has ADD, here's what you do. And he said, imagine she was in a horrible car accident and was laid up in – you got two kids, was laid up in bed and, wasn't able to do anything for, like, 6 months, and you had to figure it out. And then you kind of work your way backwards. And it was funny because, he talked about, in that thing, and his strategy of dealing with his spouse was, let her go to work and work her butt off. If she wants to work 15-hour days and make all the money, just, do that stuff. Don't let her clean. Don't let her into the kitchen. I mean, it was just a practical type thing. And I stand here now and listen to this conversation, and the women that might be of this age that are going through, that trying to learn some information, particularly those that are married, would sit there and say, okay, I've got all this. Now I've got this, my spouse. They don't understand what I'm going through. They don't understand ADD. And I think that it's got to be difficult enough to go through this, but if you're married with somebody and having to deal with their reaction, particularly they might be in denial of ADD, it's got to be really, really intense emotionally. And I know guys that I know that have lived through this, some interesting character marks that I've heard is that as women go through this cycle, when they were menstruating, their instincts were to rear kids and to be nurturing and those types of things. And as they go through menopause, those instincts dissipate and they become a little bit more independent. There's some emotional parts that going through here. And as a guy, it can be, it's a part of some stuff. And so I just really wanted to speak out and say that, if you're a female out there, and you can get your husband to listen to this, I don't know necessarily what's going through, but I do think that it needs to be some empathy and some understanding of the process and to realize that what's going on and be very supportive. So with that being said, I'm not in that particular situation, but I did want to make those comments. And Zoe, get your thoughts on this because, again, for the females that are going through that stuff, it's nothing to do with yourself, but now you've got your partner you've got to deal with. You want to share your thoughts on this?
Oh, absolutely. I love what you just said, and it's a perfect segue into, you know, some of the points I still think we need to make. The whole thing about relationships, first of all, Melissa Orlov's book, The ADHD Effect on Marriage, I found to be one of, if not the best books written to date about relationships between men and women, and I would encourage everyone to read that if you are in the situation that you talked about, Jeff, with the husband whose wife had ADHD. Also, she does counseling and courses, sort of short-term courses for couples. And, I mean, she's the expert, man. She's the one. She's the one. And I've done a few webinars with her.
If I may, Zoe, we did an interview with her, I think it was like January or February back in 2010 or 2011. So if you're a podcast or radio type person, go dig in our archive because we have talked to her on this topic. So I just want to plug that. Keep going, Zoe.
Yep. She's great. And from my perspective, what I'm talking about here, having ADHD and having menopause, I think, Jeff, your comments, and correct me if I'm wrong, were aimed towards a woman who, like myself, has a late-in-life diagnosis, and she's coping with that and her relationship. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, good. That's a perfect segue into some of the positives that I wanted to get to before the show was over, and that is that as a woman, once you've had your diagnosis and if you're in menopause, first of all, if you had mood swings, they're evening out. They're beginning to even out. And so that will help tremendously with your relationship. You'll be on a more even emotional level. And so whatever issues you have to deal with your spouse and whatever, you know, whatever things you two have to strategize around or talk about, you'll get through it a lot better without those mood swings, girls. And the other thing is you learn to trust yourself more. One of the things I think that really does happen to women with ADHD is we get so many messages that we're less than we are, and without belaboring the point, we learn to not trust ourselves. We learn to not trust our insights about who we are because it's in conflict with our behaviors sometimes, with what we say to our poor spouses and what we put them through, you know, or where we make promises to do better in an area and we just can't meet those promises. I mean, it's awful. But if you have menopause and you've got your diagnosis and you start to get treatment that works for you, coaching, what have you, you learn to trust yourself little by little. And so now when you go back to your spouse and sit down with them and say, guess what? First thing is, you both need to be on the same page about what ADHD is. And if you need help with that, get the books, get a physician involved, get a counselor involved, get on board with that. Then you are able to put into a whole new context all the areas that you and he both feel you've fallen short and identify, and you touched on this, Jeff, what you're good at, right? You're not going to ask a cat to be a dog. Okay?
Yep.
So you need to renegotiate what's going on between you, knowing that try as you might and as much as you might want to be able to do the finances or what have you, it's just not your thing. You're just not going to be doing it. Either he needs to do it or you need to hire someone else out. But as I said, in menopause, you're calmer usually and you've learned to trust yourself more. So the other thing that needs to happen is as you get to know yourself better, you're also going to start looking at the things that you like to do so you can start having more fun.
Yep.
I mean, it's amazing how once you get a handle on your ADHD and the kids are out of the house and you don't have to worry about those pesky periods and bleeding on people's couches in France. Okay, you'll have to listen to the previous episode for that. That's all I'm going to say because that could happen. You know, get your man and start learning how to play electric guitar together or go to a movie or what have you and start building on those areas that you're really excited about or go join a group and let him do it. You know, I mean, there's just so many solutions and there's
Absolutely.
Just so much positivity that can come out of all of this. And
Absolutely.
I mean, for myself, one of the things of treatment is I let myself have a band practice every Tuesday night with the guys. One of them is like 20. Talk about cougar. Oh, not too hard to get. amazing drummer, drum kit, right?
Yep.
And my lead guitarist, who's 52, and I play electric bass, and we rock out. We play so well. But then I keep reminding myself, Jeff, I do stand-up comedy as well. And one of the things I say about aging and ADHD is that, and how much I love to play air guitar, sometimes there's very little difference between an aging rocker and off your rocker. So I make sure I manage my ADHD, and I'm very careful about that, so I know the difference.
Wow, I love that'll be a Facebook post.
You can quote me on that.
I give you credit. That and the blurting.
Blurtatious.
Blurtatious.
Yeah, Dr. Kenny Handelman told me once. He wrote Attention Difference Disorder. It's a wonderful book for teenagers and kids. He's a child psychiatrist and adolescent. And he said he uses the word blurtatious in some of his presentations now. He just loved it.
Kenny's great. We have an Attention Talk video interview with him on Attention Difference.
Canadian. Woo.
Yeah. Which, speaking of that, this show is actually being pre-taped, and we were just talking about spouses in that interaction. I know sometimes out there, relationships, they're not everything, that they're not the June Cleaver, like, starry-eyed type. That's probably not the right example. But sometimes relationships are not perfect, and bringing them together is difficult. And I'm telling you right now that we are interviewing Rick and Ava Green October the 23rd, called We Plus ADHD. And in that show, Rick's got ADD. He's the guy at Totally ADD. They did that documentary, ADD and Loving It. And I've seen them speak before, know them pretty well. We've videotaped each other. But specifically in that show, we're going to kind of talk about, you know, them dealing with their particular relationships and having to come to grips. And it's not always all bliss, but we'll talk about how they came together. So if you're listening to the show and you're reading the books and stuff like that, just say that's another resource. Dig back in our archives to go check it out, because I think you'll enjoy it, because it'll be real practical. So with that, Zoe, need to wrap this up. Any final comments before we call it a day?
Absolutely. Learn as much as you can. Listen to Attention Talk Radio. Check out Melissa Orlov's book on relationships. Check out my book. And just
and
know
check out
that
your blog.
Things get better. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. And you're, real quick, the blog that you do, is that psychcentral.com?
PsychCentral.com, ADHD from A to Zoe.
There you go. With that, Zoe, thank you so much for coming onto the show. For our reminders again, it's ZoeKessler.com and her book, ADHD According to Zoe, The Real Deal on Relationships, Finding Your Focus, and Find Your Keys. Zoe, thanks again for this show and all the shows that we've done recently. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Everybody, catch us next week for another edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.